Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game four tonight at the Little Caesars Arena. Now, we were there Saturday. Atmosphere was great.
It was.
No, honestly, it was. Now, hopefully, we'll see. I think it'll be hard to match that atmosphere because that was Saturday night. People were tanked up. First LCA playoff game. Now it's Monday night. Well, it's been a beautiful day. People might have gone out and gotten tanked up, too. But it would be great to at least initially hear some noise and some excitement and maybe they'll win.
I think people felt like, boy, there's no snarkiness in that comment right there.
No, they could.
I think people felt like game three, if they were going to somehow be competitive, that was the biggest shot.
Of course.
You add that to Saturday. You add that to being the first playoff game at Little Caesars Arena and the first playoff game for the Pistons in three seasons. I think it was a perfect, you know, balancing act there. You know, Blake Griffin's return also being something that, you know, I think people were hoping for. But yeah, tonight, I don't know.
We'll see. I don't know. Maybe at this stage it's just loose and free. What the hell? I mean, they got absolutely nothing to lose. I don't know. Maybe it'll be a rollicking atmosphere. I did enjoy it. And for those who don't know and don't want to, and you might not even care, but if and when the Wings and Pistons are in the playoffs every year again like they used to be, especially for hockey, I think, but for basketball, too, I do think that building is constructed that it's going to be very loud.
Yeah.
And that's one of the negatives that people have is it's so steep and goes up that, you know, that it's way high up there. But it does rain down the noise, for sure. So that's something to look forward to.
I mean, let's be honest. We're going to have plenty of opportunity to see that building rocking because Heisman's going to win what? Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six. What, six Stanley Cups? I mean, that's got to be the expectation, right?
Minimum. Four cups as a player and six to seven as an executive.
100%. Yeah, right? he'll do the whole Phil Jackson routine where he'll run out of fingers, right, for all of his Stanley Cup rings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? They really want to get the crowd lit tonight. Introduce Yzerman on the court before the game. No.
I think he's out of town already.
I know.
Like,
no,
scouting.
No, he is.
He's in Sweden.
He's ready to go. He's in Sweden, but they don't want
to. Hanging out with Lindstrom?
Lindstrom. Yeah. No, it should be, I was going to say it should be interesting down there tonight, and we'll be headed down there shortly, but I don't know if it will be interesting. I thought it was going to be interesting, and after it was for a few minutes, then, I mean, the Bucks are damn good. I get that.
That's the
damn
thing.
Good. They all can shoot. They all can drive. They all can drive and kick and shoot. And the Pistons not as much. And it's been the mismatch we sort of expected.
That's the big thing. Okay, you can have the introductions. You can have the Eminem till I collapse. You know, with all that. I wish I could actually rap that song, but I can't. But the moment you actually tip the basketball and just get out there and play, the better players are going to
take
care of business,
yes.
Right? And the thing that I noticed, too, game one, I think the Bucks scored, 121 points? Game two was 120. Game three, 119.
Going down.
They don't have any answers. The Pistons don't for their offense. But, yes, Blake Griffin provided the bigger spark and allowed the Pistons to get over 100 points for the first time in the series. But even if they had Griffin in games one and two, I think the point output would have been the same for the Bucks. It just would have been a question of what would the loss have been? Would it have been 20 or 15? You know what I mean?
I think the point totals you just showed, the Pistons' defense is getting increasingly better each game.
All right. I'm just going to ignore that.
Now, 120, 119.
Now, Saturday, if you want to pinpoint, I think the three biggest stories to come out of that, right, was first playoff game at Little Caesars Arena. And as you said, we got a glimpse of, if these teams actually build it right and they become contenders, it'll be a hell of a good time downtown, right, at LCA. That's the big, you know, story. The atmosphere was phenomenal. Number two, Griffin making his return. He led the Pistons in scoring. He was diving on the floor. He was still playing a very physical brand of basketball, trying to draw contact. He was phenomenal.
Warrior.
Cannot question his effort, his toughness. it was a great story, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the third thing to come out of Saturday night was Andre Drummond literally not making one basket.
Well,
okay, I'm exaggerating.
Literally.
No, he finished with 12 points, but he started 1 for 9 from the field, all basically right around the basket. He also got a shot blocked a couple of times very early on by Brooke Lopez.
3 times.
And it was the defensive effort and Chauncey Billups being on the ESPN broadcast, calling out Drummond's effort on closeouts, you know, saying, hey, this is the playoffs. You need to be better than that. You're here in Detroit. Hustle matters. And the crowd at LCA let Drummond hear it, booing him at the free throw line. He was 2 of 8 at the free stripe. He looked disengaged. He just didn't have it. And I thought it represented, and you can tell me I'm maybe over-exaggerating it, I thought it represented a bit of a breaking point, even more so between fans here in Detroit and Andre Drummond. I do.
I mean, I don't know if a breaking point. First of all, I don't think disengaged. I think he was... he lets frustration to overwhelm him too much. I mean, after he missed all those bunnies the day before Easter, missed all those bunnies.
I see what you did there.
And Lopez blocked him 3 times. He just, even the Blake Griffin was talking about it. You know, it's just one bad game, but he let frustration get to him. And you can only say he's young for so long. He's 25 now, yep. 6 years in the league. And that's not an excuse anymore. Just play through it. But that's what happened, and it was certainly one of the worst, maybe the worst game of his career, and as far as a big setting or an important setting, I guess. And let's see how he comes out. I think the fans booed. It wasn't like the loudest boos of all time. It wasn't long sustained.
Because they immediately play music to try and drown it out, and you hear the defense and blah, blah, blah.
And, you know, there was plenty of people to boo in that game. He was certainly the biggest and the easiest one to boo. And
the highest paid of the guys that they deserve to be booed. Yeah,
for sure. So I would like to see some sort of response to him. But you know what? We said this before the series. I don't necessarily think anything that happens in this series changes the Pistons' plans one way or the other. They have to be smart about it and have made up something in their mind about how they're going to do it going forward.
So we all just have to sit here and pray, sing, kumbaya, and just hope that Andre Drummond gets traded this summer. That's basically what it's looking like.
Well, you make it sound like it's an easy thing to do. I mean, as much as people... Do you think other teams of the league don't see the same thing?
If they have a glaring need at the center position, they have cap space, and they have, you know, a guard that they feel in a pick and roll situation he could play with, I think you could find a team. It takes one team. Okay, there's 30 teams out there, 29 others.
Here's what you do. You find that trade. You send the information to Big Ed Stefanski.
Yeah. And actually, Malik Rose, he's always eating in the little media room.
Let him get on it, too. By the way,
you and I could go down there and talk to him tonight. You want to do that?
I'm always in the eating room.
Yeah, great, yeah.
By the way, the major fail on my part, Yzerman won 3 cups as a player here. He was
but
gone.
One more as a front office member.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's still, I think that's 4. He was in the front office.
I know, but I did say as a player.
Oh.
Yeah. Bad Wojo.
Trust me, that's not the biggest mistake you've ever made.
Hey! Okay?
Come on. There's a long list of that. Look, the phone number is 248-529-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Game 4 tonight at Little Caesars Arena. But, you know, Game 3 is our first time being on the air since that point. And I did think that Andre Drummond, his performance, his effort being in question, him being booed by the home crowd, I think it was totally fair. Is that, you know, did Saturday almost represent a little bit of a separation between Andre Drummond and Detroit Pistons fans?
Are we debating whether or not booing is fair? Booing is fair.
I totally agree.
And I don't know I know Blake Griffin said, I didn't quite understand it. You never like to hear it. But he didn't say like, that's out of line. Come on, home fans. Nobody said that. Well, of course it's fair. I mean, it shows that like, hey, we were fired up and now we're disappointed. You know,
I agree.
But if people think it wasn't fair, feel free to, you know, argue with us.
All right. We'll get to some of your feedback. You're driving down to the game. Maybe you're getting ready to watch it. 8 o'clock tip later than normal at Little Caesars Arena. 248-539-9797.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.